It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, I'm William Leon. I'm an ISV evangelist for Microsoft in Silicon Valley. Today I'm joined by John Powers. He's the CEO of Digipede. Welcome, John. Tell me a little bit about what your role is and a little bit about Digipede.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the opportunity. I am the CEO, which means I make the coffee, empty the trash, I do everything but write the code. So anyway, Digipede is a Microsoft Gold Certified ISV partner. We do grid computing for the Windows platform. We make software run faster and scale bigger.
Great. Well, grid computing is one of these popular terms, and sometimes it's kind of an overloaded term. So it means many things to different people. What is your definition of grid computing?
Yeah. So when we think of grid computing, we're really thinking from the application perspective, how do we make applications run faster and scale bigger by distributing workload across multiple cores on a chip, multiple chips in a box, multiple boxes on a grid? So for us, grid computing is all about application performance.
Fantastic. So what kind of customers do you think need all that kind of processing power?
Oh, yeah. So high-performance computing has been this sort of esoteric field for a long time, and there's this perception that really only very large companies need distributed computing or grid computing. And we found that that's not true. There's a great need from companies big and small for greater application performance and scalability. We work with some very big defense contractors, but we also work with some very small small businesses that do graphic intensive work with a lot of financial services companies, including we have a big following among hedge funds who have complicated financial models. Anybody who's doing a lot of compute-intensive work can benefit from grid computing as long as you keep it simple.
Okay, I see. So high-performance computing, you know, I think there's a lot of activity in this area. So what's so special about the way that Digipede handles this problem?
Yeah, so Digipede has done two things. One is we've built sort of a plumbing layer that you would expect for distributed computing. We have a service that runs on all the machines that you want to do the work for you. And we have a Digipede server, which is the traffic cop, which manages all the workflow. And that stuff really is more or less invisible to the developer. The special sauce is in the Digipede Framework Software Development Kit. Our SDK really lets Microsoft developers work in a completely familiar environment without learning a lot about distributed computing.
I see.
A lot of the problems with high-performance computing or grid computing, it's too many words for the same thing, has been in how difficult it is to adapt applications to run on any kind of cluster or grid. Mm-hmm. And that's really where we've put all our emphasis, is on making it very simple for mainstream developers to take single-threaded, object-oriented code, the sort of code everybody knows how to write, and make it into something that can be distributed on a grid of machines to run 100 or 1,000 times faster without a paradigm shift. If you go into an enterprise preaching paradigm shift, they throw you out. They just want to get work done.
Right.
So without retraining and relearning everything, you can make a distributed application with maybe 20 lines of code. You can modify an existing application to turn it into a Digipede-enabled application.
Okay. So Microsoft has a number of initiatives in this area as well. So how do you stay aligned with what Microsoft is doing in this space?
Yeah. So Digipede practices a pretty extreme form of partnership with Microsoft. We've been Microsoft Gold Certified partners almost since the day we shipped. We work very closely with different teams across Microsoft, from Visual Studio to the HPC team to the guys doing parallel extensions, because we want to make sure that we take advantage of the platform Microsoft gives us and then build on top of that. So we really make the development experience much friendlier for mainstream developers who have already been trained on Microsoft technologies. Mm-hmm. So we aligned with, for example, the HPC team in making it very simple to deploy applications to a grid of HPC Server 2008 machines.
Okay.
We aligned with the Visual Studio team by working in within the Visa Alliance program.
Okay.
We build a Visual Studio add-in that's a distributed debugger. So you can debug your master and distributed application all from a single machine, all from the familiar Visual Studio environment. F5 debugging of master and distributed applications, that's pretty sweet.
Wow.
So, okay. So we work very closely with Microsoft to make sure we're just adding value on top of all the great releases Microsoft's been bringing out.
Okay. So can you tell us about a little bit about, you know, what's new and what's upcoming out of DigiPete?
Yeah. So we've been in the market for about almost 5 years now, and we just released a new version of our software this month. A lot of that is sort of improvements under the hood, mm-hmm. Better support for file compression, streaming files between machines so that the underlying performance is better when you have large data structures.
Okay.
But one of the things we did that we didn't know how it would be received was make this compatible with Iron Python, because okay. we've had a couple of inquiries about that. And this just shows, if I could tell partners something about this, if you align with different products within the Microsoft platform, you never know the benefits you're going to get. Because this was a feature we almost threw in at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the Iron Python community is pretty fanatical. And,
yeah.
So we've suddenly become sort of popular with Iron Python users, which is driving, you know, some new business for us, which
wow.
is just great.
Okay.
So really, what's upcoming after this release is just more alignment with additional Microsoft products and technologies, because the need for application performance and scalability is getting greater all the time.
Right.
Intel and AMD have pretty much told us all they're not going to make faster cores, they're making more cores on a chip.
Right.
The way the server guys are going, they're putting more chips in a box, and you can put more boxes onto a grid.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look for greater application performance, you really have to have a framework that lets you distribute workload, as mm-hmm. I said, across cores on a chip, chips in a box, boxes on a grid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we provide.
Okay, great. So before we wrap up, what do viewers of this video need to do to get started with DigiPete?
Yeah, so we have for developers a free edition. The DigiPete
okay.
Network Developer Edition comes with everything that's in our full professional edition. It's just limited to distribution across two CPUs.
Okay.
So you can write and debug and create distributed applications that will run
okay.
on 1,000 boxes.
Wow.
But that you would have to go buy.
Okay.
The Developer Edition,
yep.
to let you author those applications, can be downloaded for free off our website, www.digipete.net. And if you just go after that /faster, you'll go to the developer page.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, William. I really appreciate it.
All right.